जमुना तेरा बन चारी, जमुना तेरा बन जारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद गुरुदेव 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 विष्णुपाद परमहंस वरिपराज के चार्य अष्टतर शत श्री श्रीमद शिल भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, अनंत गरी वैष्णव बिंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय, अनंत गरी वैष्णव बिंद की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी हैव ए 3 hours क्लासेस इन 1 hour, सो जस्ट समराइज वेरी क्विक। We have a 7 to 10, right? So we have a 3 verses. We'll just go recite together. Please join. Vanesh charu puradase nirvapet kala choditan natu srutena poshuna mamja jeta varnasrami. Translation and purport. By the sincere follower of Srila Prabhupada, one who has accepted the Vanaprastha order of life should perform seasonable sacrifice by offering oblation of charu and sacrificial cakes prepared from rice and other grains found in the forest. The Vanaprastha, however, may never offer animal sacrifice to me. There is Krishna speaking. Even those sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas, those who are Hindus, probably they will know that after your father or somebody died, it happened to my, when my mother died, one of my brother was a strict Hindu, and he was asking like after 13 days to do some ceremony so he can start eating fish. And I remember it was, because without the ritual they cannot start when your father or mother die. So Krishna knows those, that's why he's saying, don't do this after. Purport. One who has taken the Vanaprastha order of life should never perform animal sacrifices or eat meat. And today is Shivaratri, of course. Today also big sacrifice of meat in Kali temple in Calcutta. Not one, two, lined up, like a few hundreds each row. And they have a very ghastly rituals. They will, before you eat meat, they will chant all these mantras, they will bathe the goat, they will offer the flower to the goat, and they whisper the mantra in the ear of the goat, and they prepare to take all this risk. For what? I don't know. So that's why Bhagavad Gita explains that these are tamasic. Tamasic in a sense, that they see but they don't see. Both exist. text 8 together. Agni hotram cha darshascha purnamashascha purbhavat chaturmashani cha muner amnatani cha naigyamai. Translation. The Vanaprastha should perform the Agnihotra, Darsha and Purnamasa sacrifice, as he did while in the Grihastha ashram. He should also perform the vows and sacrifice of Chaturmasa, since all of these rituals are enjoyed for the Vanaprastha ashram by expert knower of the Vedas. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given detailed explanation of the four rituals mentioned here, namely Agnihotra, Darsha, Purnamasa and Chaturmasa. The conclusion is that everyone should simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Avoid the difficult entanglement of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. If one neither chants Hare Krishna nor performs such rituals, one certainly becomes a passionately an atheistic fool. It's surprised that today is the Lord Shiva's appearance day, midnight, and the passionately is the one that Lord Shiva conception is very much illuminated. What are the definition of passionately? Lord Krishna actually explained this to Lord Shiva. So we'll discuss that a little bit. Text 9. Evam chinena tapasa munirdhamni santataha mam tapo mayam maradha rishlokadupaitimam. Translation. The saintly Vanaprastha, practicing his severe penance and accepting only the bare necessities of life, becomes so emaciated that he appears to be mere skin and bones. Thus worshipping me through severe penance, he goes to the Maharloka planet and then directly achieves me. It's not that he goes to the Maharloka planet and Krishna is there. He goes to the Maharloka planet where the further training goes. And there's a whole description. Actually, we made a chart. The what citizens in Maharloka they do. You know, there's Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Sargaloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Sattaloka. These are the seven higher planet. And then Tala, Atala, Bitala, Sutala, Talatala, Rasatala, Mahatala, Patala, the seven lower. And there's a, actually, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, his follower, they made a beautiful map. And we put together actually the everything what happened in each planet. Mahaloka is very elevated place, there is no question. But there is a sense gratification also very prominent. For an example, I can throw one, just if you want to enjoy an object, a person, say you want to enjoy a male or a female, you can create just by mantra, after enjoy, the body finish. It doesn't sound like exciting, but that's what they, because there is no burden, nothing maintenance, nothing required. I'm just creating this so you don't develop any desire to go there. Thank you. Purport. A vanaprastha who develops pure devotional service achieves the Supreme Lord Krishna while in the vanaprastha stage of life. One who does not become completely Krishna conscious, however, first goes to the planet Maharloka or Rishi Loka and from there directly achieves Lord Krishna. One achieves Maharloka or Rishi Loka through direct observance of positive and negative regulations. However, without developing a taste for chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, it is not possible to achieve the perfect liberation of going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, on the Maharloka planet, the unsuccessful sage gives more attention to chanting and hearing. Thus, he gradually develops pure love of Godhead. You know how you go from here to Maharloka? When you leave this body chanting, I'm not talking actually for the Hare Krishna devotees because they are going to spiritual world. But those who are aspiring to go to Maharloka, then they have to, when they leave the body, there has to be a big homa, jagna. And the sesame seed that thrown into ahutis or the offering, oblations, the smoke created with the sesame seed carries the soul to that planet. Everything is very details given in our Puranas, Vedas. But once you learn everything, you lose the taste of everything. Because spiritual world is so exciting, devotional service. Text 10, the last one. Jastu etat krichantas chirnan tapo nishreyasam mahat kamo palayase junijat balisako parastataha. Translation. One who with long endeavor execute this painful but exalted penance, which awards ultimate liberation, simply to achieve insignificant sense gratification, must be considered the greatest. Thank you. That is also, we will discuss about, Bhagavatam says is greatest fool, but sometimes I find myself in that stage too. Purport. Although the process of Vanaprastha described by Lord Krishna is so glorious that even consolation prize is promotion to Maharloka, one who consciously performs this process for such promotion to heaven is certainly the greatest fool. The Lord does not want this process to be abused or exploited by materialistic rascals, for the ultimate goal is love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnanati mirandasya yenanjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri guruve namam sri chaitanya manovistam sthapitam jena bhutale sayam rupakadamahyam dadati shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha. বাঞ্ছা কল্প তরুবেশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধু বয়েবচ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে। ইন দ্য ভাগবতম সেকেন্ড ক্যান্টো সেকেন্ড চ্যাপ্টার সিক্স চ্যাপ্টার অ্যান্ড টেন চ্যাপ্টার, টোটাল টেন চ্যাপ্টার ইন সেকেন্ড ক্যান্টো, থ্রি প্লেসেস ইউনিভার্সাল ফর্ম ইজ এক্সপ্লেইনড ইন ডিটেলস, ইউ ওয়ান্ডার ওয়াই। অ্যান্ড দ্য সিক্স চ্যাপ্টার অ্যান্ড দ্য ফোর্থ ভার্স প্রভুপাদ রাইট ইন ডিটেলস বিকজ টুডে ইজ শিবরাত্রি, লর্ড শিব অ্যাপিয়ার্ড ইন দ্য মিডল অফ দ্য নাইট। That those who are appreciating the nature, like Irma or Arma, whatever the name is, the hurricane was just passed by a few months back, tsunami, all this, people do glorify television and everything, the newspaper, they glorify the fear of those natural disaster. So Srila Prabhupada shed lights on it. He says actually they are appreciating Krishna's nature, they are also devotee. And more they appreciate, next life they will become a devotee of demi gods. And then more they appreciate those demigod worshippers, they will become Shiva followers. And then after worshipping Lord Shiva, then they join Hare Krishna society. This is Prabhupada's explanation. So it's a gradual progression. Those who are Shiva followers, do not see them lost or fallen, or they are in the steps, they are coming. Because I was there too, some life, who knows how many menial life probably I spent. So in this way we can accommodate how Srila Prabhupada said, gradual progression. Generally, Shiva followers, when we say, according to Padma Puran, there is a one type of follower. Padma Puran spoken by Lord Shiva, those who are following Padma Puran, they are called Vaishnavas. They also follow Shiva, but they are Vaishnava, like a Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami. Rudra Sampradaya founder is Lord Shiva. But those who are following Shiva Puran, it's also bona fide. They are being diverted, not understanding the essential principle of the Shiva Puran. And they took it literary, lexicographic meaning, and then they actually divert themselves into more tantric type of worship. So, in our ultimate object, Golok Dham, Braja Dham, do they worship Lord Shiva? According to Prabhupada in Krishna book, sometime, I took Prabhupada, every word Prabhupada says, you really have to pay attention because it is not just a translation. Because actually, it's not that they have a daily rituals. They do worship sometimes. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also put that there is not exactly everyday worship. Some temples are like Nandishwar. If you put Vrindavan in the middle, you have a Chakaleshwar in the middle, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Then in the north, you have a Nandishwar temple, Nandishwar Mahadev. And then you have a opposite, is a Bhuteshwar Mahadev. And then if you go to the east side, there's a Gopeshwar Mahadev. So if you can literally draw Vrindavan, the Chorasi cross, how do you say, 160 miles, something like that, Vrindavan. Of course, Vrindavan is transcendental. Vrindavan is like a lotus petal. It can extend to million miles. It can also sink to a 1 feet, according to the mood of relationship with the Lord and the pastimes. This is what Vrindavan is. But Vrindavan has those deities. But the Brajabashi's involvement, that they do celebrate Shivaratri. And the famous pastimes of that where Nanda Maharaj was swallowed by, almost halfway, by the python. That pastime in Ambika, Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book says that sometimes they follow Shivaratri and they went once upon a time they went and they celebrated. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, he celebrated. But his celebration, the way he did, we should not imitate. Because some of the activities was only Nimai can do. There are a lot of eternal associate of Lord Krishna came in a form of girls. And there are some sadhaka from, I don't know, from Alachua they went there or not, but eventually we all are going there. So they also joined. So thousands and thousands of girls on Shivaratri day, they did a big festival. They got the best flower. Of course, Lord Shiva's, those who are hearing online, those who are believe only according to Shiva Puran, they offer the cactus type of garland, Java full garland, hibiscus, I guess in English they call it. And dhutra flower, doesn't have any fragrance. But, and the bell leaf and bell fruits. And that's how they worship. But Vaishnava, according to Padma Puran, don't worship exactly. It's not that they are doing anything wrong. They worship in different way, by glorifying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw in Navadvip that all those thousands of girls there were prepared for Shivaratri and they are going to celebrate. As they were ready to offer everything, that Nimai, young boy Nimai, just appeared there and he expanded himself into many. But of course they did not see. They only saw one Nimai, each individual girls. And he said, "Who is this?" He said, "This is Shiva. We are doing Shiva pujas." So Nimai came and put the Shiva linga aside. He sat on himself on that. Yeah. "Nimai, what are you doing? Don't you have a fear of offense?" He said, I'm not afraid of. Give me all these things you collected. How dare you say such thing? Listen, if I tell you everything, you may not understand. Lord Shiva is my servant. Don't be big fuss about it. Give me all the things you got to worship him. How dare? And then they look at each other. All the girls feel the same. And everybody was disturbed. Then Nimai got up. Said, "Okay, I give you one option. Either you give me all the offerings that you came to offer Shiva. We don't imitate that though. This is only Nimai does. And if you don't offer, then you have a three choices. You can marry an old husband or a husband. I'll give you one of the three blessings. That's the reason you worship him. Or if you don't offer me, then I'll give you blessing that you will marry a guy with so many co-wives. So you will have many co-wives, like 5, 6 wives he already has, now you are number 7, something like that. Or you will marry who is useless, no money, nothing. So which one you want? Or give me everything." They got scared, they just gave everything to me. I thought that was the smartest thing they did. So Nimai also observed Shivaratri, but is a very mischievous way. Now according to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur comment in Chaitanya Bhagavad, you can see that Nimai has only one intention. Some or other bring them back home, back to Godhead by inducing bhakti and Krishna prem. So when they offered, this is what they cherished in their life. And Nimai took everything by trick. But they pleased Nimai. Didn't they? Yes, they did. So pure bhakti is actually applied there. When Mahaprabhu went to Bhubaneswar, after he took sannyas, he went to Lingaraj temple. Many pastimes. That when Mahaprabhu entered into Lingaraj temple, he was so much in separation mood of Srimati Radharani from Krishna that he started crying and beautiful effulgence coming out. And all these thousands of people came for Shiva worship. Seeing Lord Chaitanya crying, they thought he is Shiva. What is the color of Lord Shiva's body? White complexion. They paint blue. This is not true. Only the throat where he kept the poison is called Nila Kanta. He did not say Nila. Of course, Rudra has a blue and reddish mix. Out of anger of Brahmaji's eyebrow that he came. Nila Lohita. But the origin Shiva, his color is white with a throat. And there are many pastimes how it is calculated and known. So Mahaprabhu, just by seeing Mahaprabhu entering into temple from far, all these Shiva followers, they thought Lord Shiva is appeared. And they bow down to Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu, of course, were chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And instead of chanting Shiva Mantra, they all started Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Mahaprabhu inundated all the Shiva followers with love of Godhead. So merciful, so merciful. Of course, in Navadvip, you know the pastime when Sivas Thakur was reciting the Vishnu Sahasranam. And then one Shiva Bhakta also came there. And he was very advanced. Even though it appears like, you know, somebody just meeting Lord Chaitanya, it is not accidental. It appears. I'm not saying it is not. It appears. But Jogamaya arranging this according to our adhikar, according to our eligibility. It is not accidental. So without practicing, without sadhana, nobody ever achieved. Somebody was asking me that, what about Kaliya? What did he do? His wife was complaining that Lakshmi Devi did not get, but what is our husband do? He is trying to bite your lotus feet and trying to hurt you, but you gave him love of Godhead. How is possible? Sanatana Goswami Pad gives Kaliya's three lives, previous life. He was a great sage named Vedasira. Sounds like a Hare Krishna temple. Sometimes we get angry to each other. We have to be very careful. There was a two sadhu. They're great sadhu. They were angry to each other so much, then they curse. Your behavior like a snake. What? You told me it's my behavior like snake. Yeah. You're just hissing for nothing. And the other said, well, you just came to my temple and you're just taking advantage without even, you're like a crow. And they cursed each other and they started becoming crow and snake. Then they got so scared, they started crying. And that time the Lord appears, said, I'm sorry, as a devotee, you should not curse each other like this. But you already did, it's too late. So that snake, that body was the Kaliya previous life. And then two lives before, how much austerity he did. So nothing is accidental. Everybody must do sadhana every day. The result you will get for sure. But without sadhana, you cannot show me one example. I was trying also. I was talking to different Maharajas also. Is there any example anywhere without sadhana, without practicing devotional service, somebody just got like this? It can appear, yes, like Kaliya, didn't do anything, but he got it. But three lives he did severe. So similarly, and the opposite example you can say, Muchukunda, who was sleeping for 1,000,000 years, 4,000,000 years, with 24th millennium when he got cursed, and 28th millennium Krishna appeared. So 4,000,000 years sleeping. It was a good sleep, I'm sure. Because in Mayapur, you know how I learned it in Mayapur, when some brahmachari sleep a little longer. Hey, Muchukunda! We're thinking, who is Muchukunda? That's how the brahmachari talks, you know. So you learn. But then if you look at it, when Muchukunda was delivered by Lord Krishna, did he participate in Krishna Leela? No. Krishna sent him to Badrikanasram. Go do sadhana. He had to do thousands of years sadhana. Even though he met Krishna, he got the benediction, everything is over. Still he had to go through sadhana and then come to participate. That's painful. So you better do sadhana now. Please take it seriously. I'm just begging everybody, so I'll get benefit by your sadhana. Now go back, we're going back to the Lord Shiva. The Shiva conception, I'm going to summarize that three aspects of Shiva. One is Vishnu Tattva Shiva, one is Shambhu Tattva Shiva, one is Rudra Tattva Shiva. This is in all in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Brahma Sanghita. Prabhupada gives a very detailed, but you have to put together all in order to draw a little map. So this three Shiva conception means origin Shiva is Krishna himself, who expanded in Golok Vrindavan, who display the pastime of Gopeshwar Mahadev that last night I discussed. I'm not going to mention that. He also expanded as a Sadashiva, who is a counselor. When the gopis are desperately need some counseling because they could not get Krishna, they could not meet Krishna, then they find under the bell tree there's a beautiful Shiva is sitting there, and Shiva opened his eyes and is counseling. All girls are very depressed. What's the matter? So Nanda Maharaj's son, we are so depressed, we can, I know how you can get it. No problem, I'll give you blessing. That is also Krishna. That is Vishnu Datta Shiva. Vishnu Datta Shiva is the origin in spiritual world, and then he expanded as Sadashiva all the way to the Mula Sankarsan, Mahasankarsan, Sankarsan, then Mahavishnu. Up to this, one Vishnu Tattva Shiva, all expansion. But from there, when the origin desire of Radha Krishna's pleasure exploration, it's called Kama Bij. Anybody heard that word Kama Bij? That's the Gayatri Mantra you chant every day. Klim, Kalama, Klim. See what Prabhupada gives in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vrindavane aprakrita navina madan, kama gayatri kama bije jar upasan. In Vrindavan, this is how the through Gayatri Mantra they chant. We're not discussing that today. But that same kama bije, when descending from the spiritual world all the way touches to Mahavishnu's desire to create further enjoyment for Krishna, that time that kama bij transform into sex desire. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur explained. That transform into sex desire or lust. This desire to create, so for Lord Krishna's pleasure, they took the form of a beautiful light. And the shadow of that light, or halo of that light, is Lord Shiva, who is not Vishnu Tattva Shiva, his name is Shambhu Tattva Shiva. This halo takes the form of time. First manifestation in the material world, time. That halo took the form of a time, caused creation, caused destruction. You are born one time, you are dying one time, you are sick one time, all this time. This is Lord Shiva. Then another expansion took place. He comes with the quality of inertia or tamogun or gunavatar. It's not that Lord Shiva only destroys. Lord Shiva creates. Lord Shiva maintains. He does everything. He is the king of this world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says he is the king of the decentralized kingdom of Krishna. And Krishna is the king of the centralized kingdom. Decentralized means everybody has their own view. Only Shiva can handle it. And Prabhupada gave a very sweet definition on that purport. He says, when everybody has a one idea, How to please Krishna everywhere, every way, all the time, that is centralized kingdom called Vrindavan. And it's material world, you have your idea, I have my idea. So this is decentralized. So this Sambhutatta Shiva has a four manifestation. One is time, as I mentioned, just in a short. Another is Gunavatar. Gunavatar means when he not only destroy means, you know what he does before destruction? Can you imagine what he does? Guess where the souls are? Filthy, hellish places. Who has to collect them? It's him. He with his family collects all the souls from every little dirty, filthy place of this entire creation. Put them everything in Shiva Linga. Take it to the Garudakshaya Vishnu. And then he put fire on the whole creation. Then rain comes, of course, and then again recreation starts. How does he maintain? You know, he plays dumru. I don't know English, what do you call it? You know that music instrument? Brrr, something like that. Huh? Just a drum. Let's put it that way. Drum. Little brrr, like it. It goes both sides. That's called Tantra Shastra. You know the Tantra Shastra? Manifest from that. Every part of Krishna, Shiva's body has a very significance. Every part. Why moon is there, and why one snake is around his neck, why snake is around his waist, one snake is around his arm, this is significant. The snake is on his head, is Shankarshan on the throat. He worships that Lord. But the snake around his waist is not a worshipable object, it's for procreation. Now I know you all took birth from your parents, I'm sure. Nobody is Ojo here, right? But who gave you birth of your subtle body? Your physical body you come get from your parents. What about the subtle body? The Shiva and Parvati's union. So first thing, that halo comes, this is from the purport of Madhalila chapter 20. If you want to know more details, you can read. Srila Prabhupada gives that how Shiva actually comes. 272. Madhalila chapter 20, 272, vast. And then he takes another form that's called Sangsha Vishesha Abhasha. You are familiar with the word Sangsha. Sangsha means all the Vishnu incarnation. Means Kurmadev, turtle incarnation, can be under Mandar Hill getting little back scratch. He likes it. He falls asleep actually, Vishnu Chakuti Thakur said. When they are churning the hill and he likes it. Like, you know, when you scratch your back, somebody scratch your back, you feel like very relaxed. It's the same thing because Krishna enjoy like this, so that's why we feel that way. So when they are scratching by moving the giant mountain, so turtle incarnation Kurumadev is falling asleep. So at that time, is he completely aware what's going on in spiritual world? Yes. 100%. Vishnu Tattva means they are always inside Krishna's body, also outside Krishna's body. They are fully 24 hours aware. But who will know how much? Guess who controls? Krishna alone. That's why Balaram did not know for 1 year that Krishna actually expanded as a coward voice. Many, many pastimes like this. It is Krishna alone. Ichha Shakti bin, Ichha Shakti Krishna, Ichhai Sarvakarta, Jnana Shakti Krishna, Vasudeva Adhishtata, Krira Shakti Krishna, Namasankarsan, Prakrita Aprakrita Jagat Karena Nirman. Chapter 4 Adilila explains how Krishna's supremacy in two ways. Krishna is the supreme of all incarnation. No incarnation can display 12 rasas in one form. Krishna did. When he entered in the wrestling arena, he did all 12 rasas, fully manifested. No incarnation can do that. You cannot imagine Varahadev dancing with Radharani. I mean, Varahadev is Krishna, but cannot manifest these 12 rasas. Only Krishna. This is one. And the second point is this. Iccha Shakti Bina. This is in chapter 4, Adilila. That Krishna by his own sweet decision, desire, he supersedes all other incarnation. Even Balaram. Any incarnation. What they will think, how much they will think, everything is controlled by Krishna in that sense. How much they cannot think. So, here we see that when Lord Shiva takes that form Shambhu, then first thing we discuss about time, Kala Purusha. Second thing we discuss about Guna Avatar. And the third is Sangsha Vishesh Abhas. Sangsha means, I was explaining that all the Vishnu Tattva full-time aware and they are within Krishna, so they no ignorance can ever touch. So that's Sangsha. But why it is related to Shiva here? Shiva's name, Sangsha Vishesha Abhasa in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada translated, Sangsha means he is connected with Krishna, but Vishesha Abhasa means it has a shadow. You know the understanding of shadow. Shadow means does not have an independence. My shadow has no independence from me. But if you see my shadow, you cannot see what color I am, how tall I am. If you see the shadow in a big under light, you cannot calculate who I am, what quality, what character. You can have some idea. Okay, he looks like a guy. Something. I don't know. Even a guy, whether you can see it from the shadow. So Lord Shiva actually is a shadow form of Vishnu. It is not really Vishnu. In that form, he unites with the Parvati. So what is the difference? Why? Because each word broken down means he can have a connection. He also can think. No, I don't have a connection. That's why the fourth quality, fourth manifestation is that Ahankar Swarupa Prithak Abhiman. Ahankar Swarupa Prithak Abhiman. Ahankar, ego. Should we give up the ego? Yes or no? No. We can never give up ego. Ego is who we are. The false ego we should give up, not the ego. Ego, Prabhupada writes that ego means servant of Krishna, that is the proper ego. Because ego means you, who has a free will. False ego we have to give up. But here, Lord Shiva's position is very unique. The Ahankar Swarupa Pritha Gobiman. It is not possible Shiva can ever be separated from Vishnu. But because this quality is given in a shadow form, he can think, I can exist beside anybody else. I am on my own. When the soul is attracted by the allure activities of material nature, develop a desire to enjoy, soul's constitutional function, constitutional nature, constitutional position. Position is a servant. Function is service. Nature is pure love. There is no trace of four things which constitute this Shambhu Tattva Shiva, not Vishnu Tattva Shiva. This is only Hare Krishna people can understand. That's why there is a big problem between the Shaivite and the Vaishnavas. So, in our constitution, there is no inertia. But in Shiva, inertia, that Shambhu Tattva Shiva has an inertia quality. And Madhya Lila 20.311, you will see Prabhupada writes that Shiva actually under Maya. Shiva is a product of Maya. Shiva is a product of Maya. Yes, Prabhupada write this. And I was looking at Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, origin to Prabhupada's translation, perfect translation Prabhupada put it. He even gave more. Now, it is not a wrong or right. Shiva's origin is Vishnu Tattva Shiva, that is perfect Shiva. This is what we worship, Gopeshwar Mahadeva and others. But Shambhu Tattva Shiva has a purpose. If we don't know the purpose, then it doesn't make sense. So in Sambuddhata Shiva, these four quality: time, incarnation, then what is the third one we discuss? That he can think, he exists separately. When he thinks like this, he can fight against Krishna. Well, Krishna is protecting his devotee, I'll protect my devotee. Wait a minute. But aren't you servant of Krishna? He can forget that. If you put that purport, you have Madhya Lila 20.311, you will see Prabhupada writes, that Shiva is a product of Maya. But Sadashiv or Vishnudatta Shiva is not a product of Maya. That's Krishna himself expanded. But there's a big difference between Sambhutatta Shiva. And then we have to talk about Rudratatta Shiva. I don't think we'll have that much time, but Sambhutatta Shiva I'll try to cover. That Sambhutatta Shiva can feel this in Banasura's story, you remember how Shiva actually fought against Krishna. And after he got defeated by Krishna's freezing weapon called Vishnu Jara, then Shiva came back and said, "Whoa, wait a minute, I'm fighting against my Lord. Why didn't he remember before?" Because that consciousness that he can fight against Krishna is there within him. He thinks, "I am separate God." You will see some Shiva followers, they think like this because it is there. Now, when the soul are attracted to enjoy this material nature, they, in their constitutional nature, that is not there. So what they can do? A person takes birth at that time. Happy birthday to false ego. This is the origin of birthday of false ego. When? Ask yourself, when did you want to enjoy Maya? That was the day false ego took birth in you. Then false ego, it's coming from Shiva with that consciousness. I don't have to serve anybody. I can be on my own. Leave me alone. I have no connection. I don't need God. How possible a servant can think like this? Because Shiva consciousness, prithak abhiman, separate individual existence away from God, enters into the heart of conditioned soul. Then he becomes conditioned. Because that Shiva consciousness enters into us, we think, "I can own the Alachua, can't I?" "Yeah, I do. I can own the whole America. I can be the only king." You all know that. I should be the center of all attraction here, center of all enjoyment. Where did this idea come from? Because Lord Shiva is situated as the king of the whole material world. His wife runs the whole show. He is the master of this material world. Krishna gave him that position. He has a legitimate right to enjoy as much he wants. There is nothing wrong. But the soul, in our constitutional position and function, there is no such thing. But when Shiva consciousness, Sambhutatta consciousness, enter into our heart, we also think like this. Through the devotional process, when we come to a point, "I am eternal servant of the servant. I am a servant of Prabhupada and servant of Krishna. I don't have any other identity. I want to just stay there." She was saying, "Hari Bol, goodbye, thank you, my job is over." You have to bid farewell by the Shiva before you enter the spiritual world. Rudra Tattva is the gross attachment to the material, which I cannot discuss because of the time. It's required an hour. But on Sambuddhata Shiva, can you go to the purport, Prabhu? Can you read all together? Vishnu is beyond the range of material manifestation. And he is not within the control of material energy. He is the supreme independent personality of Godhead. This is admitted even by Shankaracharya. Narayana Paro Vyaktat Gita Bhashya. In his constitutional form, Shiva is Mahabhagavat. In a supreme devotee of the Lord. But because he accepts Maya's association, especially the quality of ignorance, he is not free from Can you imagine? The Shiva is not free from. Now try to understand this. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur hammered this point. The connection between illusion, inertia, and eternal Shiva are eternal. It is not temporary. When Prabhupada gives a little word, you have to expand it. It itself is a sloka, each sentence. The connection between Shiva to be under Maya or product of Maya is also eternal. But when he comes out of it, he said, this is too much. I am missing my Lord. I want to serve. That time whole creation is finished. Maya goes to sleep. And it comes back sometime. I wonder how did I do it? Maya again take birth. New creation start. You never heard that? It happened to me. Sometimes I think like, I don't want to have anything to do with material enjoyment. I just want to serve. Then after a while, very nice, another person approach, may you make money, yeah, maybe a little bit enjoyment, why not? Says origin coming from him. That's how the creation takes place and annihilation. Maya goes to sleep when? Shiva is tired of running. I want to just, he regrets, he even cried to Krishna. Why you put me like this, with this illusory energy? I don't want anything. Then the whole creation finish. Maya goes to sleep. Nobody knows the creation. Then after some while, then Shiva thinks, what happened? I remember some idea of enjoyment. All of a sudden, new creation began. This is a whole episode. It relates to our life. Why? Not in a sense of devotee, but in a karmi, because that's how they feel. Because Shiva consciousness in them. Let's finish the Prabhupada's purport, please. Such an intimate association is completely absent in the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Lord Shiva accepts Maya, but in the presence of Lord Vishnu, Maya does not exist. Now, see that word. Consequently, Lord Shiva has to be considered a product of Maya. When Lord Shiva is free from Maya's influence, he is in the position of Mahabhagavat, a supreme devotee of the Lord Vishnu, Vaishnava Naam Jata Sambhu. But you have to expand it, further given in Brahma Sangeeta and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. I will end with this. If we have 10 minutes to discuss. Anyone has any question or comment or correction? Please. Yes, Adidev Prabhu.
You're explaining about how Shiva, he becomes Maya.
No. Well, product of Maya.
Yeah, product of Maya. But then he sort of changes his consciousness after some time and decides he wants to become a servant of Krishna. So now does he change somehow from Sambhu Tattva Shiva into Vishnu Tattva Shiva at that point?
This is a inconceivable. There's a three, Vishnu Tattva Shiva, Sambhu Tattva Shiva and Rudra Tattva Shiva. Rudra Tattva Shiva, Rudra, the 11th expansion, they rule this material nature with Maya. When Rudra, I don't want to do anything, I just want to meditate on Lord. But he's not fully engaged into devotional service. He just wants to be out of Maya. This meeting point, it's called Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, incurring devotional current. Incurring devotional current. There is an urges, I want to serve the Lord. And then there is another current of exploitation. Maybe I want to enjoy this world. The meeting point of these two, incurring current and external current, this meeting point is Sambhutattva. They're all three are interlinked. But it's very difficult to say when. Now, one way you can explore, use your own life. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur use. I don't want to do anything to do with the material world. I just want to be serious, chant Hare Krishna, and just be dedicated. That's it. I'm chanting. So, at that moment, actually, you are out of Maya. You're literally out of Maya, the moment you have that desire. But you haven't taken two things. If you don't take two things, you're not going too far. When you don't want material nature, material world, you don't want sex, you don't want to enjoy anything, you came to under the Sambhutattva Shiva. You follow. You are out of Maya, but you are not in the spiritual world. In order to enter into spiritual world, you need subordination. You must be identified as a servant of the servant. One. And second point is, you must be engaged. You have no other time for anything else. You want to be engaged in devotional service. If these two things did not develop, but somebody doesn't have anything to do with their nature. You know, one thing is, I don't want to enjoy. Another thing is that facility is not there to enjoy. It's not the same thing. So many people come to Krishna consciousness, and they may not have a facility. That doesn't mean they are free. You can be free from Maya. That doesn't mean you are entering into spiritual world. So where is this point, that middle? That is Sambhutattva. You are out of Maya, but you are not in spiritual world either. This is the biggest problem Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes in devotees' life. They don't know how to turn from there and march towards spiritual world. They need two things. These two things are very crucial, most important things. Does that make sense? When it transforms, ask yourself, when you change. The moment you accept the subordination, sub-subordination, because without subordination, everybody knows, without accepting an authority, you can never serve God, period. You can do, but that will be illusion, not pure devotional service. Without authority, without guru, not possible. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saw a Ram Bhakta, very famous in South India, and he personally went to ask him, so under whose guidance you serving? Why do I need guidance? I can serve Sitaram, I'm serving. With all these 1,000 people, they see me, I'm serving. But you have no under guidance, isn't it? So he left. After a little while, he went to a Madras temple, the Gauriya Math was establishing. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave class, whole thing about this. He said, he's not serving anybody. He thinks he's serving Ram. Not possible. So this is one point. Another point is that full engagement was not there either with him. Because without instruction of Guru, how he is going to be fully engaged? Yes, Trivikram Prabhu.
We find that Lord Shiva gives shelter to like some of the most fallen beings, the goblins, the ghosts, the demons,
yes,
the rakshasas, everyone. And so because of this, sometimes you hear that he's considered most merciful.
Yes.
You know, but then at the same time, this also creates a conflict between Vaishnavas and Shivas. I mean, so it's like a two-question bonks in one.
Only problem I have is the time. I have a little chart, one of the slide. Oh, you didn't put it. One of the slide is that Lord Shiva has two types of mercy. One is Nishkapat, one is Shakapat. He is the best expert to cheat the cheaters. Nobody is as good cheater like Shiva who cheat the cheaters. If you look at Kamsa, his whole idea of worshipping Bhuteshwar was his Ishtadev. And knowing that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord, Kamsa is meditating. Then Shiva appeared. What do you want, Kamsa? You are most powerful. I already gave you blessing. He said, give me blessing to kill Vishnu. Shiva is thinking, this is like a, you know, mercy, how much mercy? Said, okay, what about accept your nephew? Nephew? In Vedic culture, nephew is like an affectionate child you never think will harm you. Alright, no problem with nephew. Also, Vishnu had to come. Krishna came as a nephew. So he got the blessing. Didn't he cheat them? Yes. Kamsa wanted to cheat, but Shiva is the best cheater to cheat the cheaters. Then I give you, but your other question is very relevant. I'll give you 1 minute story. I'm sorry. I have 2 more minutes. Wow. Believe or not. I'll give you one little story, it's very sweet. Actually, I'm thinking there are three stories, but one story I'll give very sweet. So that how Shiva actually become happy when you serve the Vaishnavas and chant Hare Krishna. So there was a young boy born in a village. And when he was born, it was a very hard struggle because his parents were poor, very poor. Then in a short life, his childhood life, the parents became blind. The poor child, he has to take care of the parents because they are blind. They can't go or do anything. He has to bag alms, cook for them, bathe them, take them to toilet. I mean, everything he has to do. You know, don't look at for 911 or sophisticated of American lifestyle. In village, when your parents are blind, you really like helpless. Do everything. This boy was doing so much work, but his desire, I want to get out of this poverty, I want to do some treatment to my parents so they can get their eyes back. And he's praying, he's doing everything, he wants to go to school, but it seems like he's never going to get out of it, but he wants to get out. Then one day, he grown up, young boy, one day, while he was walking by the main street, he had an eye-to-eye union with the richest man's daughter. In Vedic culture, it's not like a dating or, you know, it's okay. No, Vedic culture, when you have a, there's a status. So richest man's daughter, somehow or other, she also looked at him and he also looked at her, and the eye-to-eye union is like a captured the heart of each other. And he said, oh my God, I have to marry her. And then he dig information and found out there is no possibility because he's so rich, so high class, and he's poor and nothing. But he wants to marry her. His parents are blind, he's poor, and he wants to marry the richest man's daughter. He's depressed, but he's still going with enthusiasm. One day he was walking, and that happened to be Shivaratri today. And he saw that so many people doing Shiva Puja, very nice. And he says, but what is the result? He said, anything you want. Really? I mean, I heard it, but is it true? He said, yes, true. But you have to put your faith. He said, okay, I believe, I really need help. So he collected the bell leaf, bell fruits, and dhutra flower. And one brahmana was kind enough. He says, you have this, Gopeshwar Shiva is worshipped by this Vaishnavas, Hare Krishna people. Why don't you go there and do this? They are very pakka, they're very perfect. Seems like Krishna was guiding him, you know. So he went there. He said, I need to worship Shiva. I said, good, you can chant and do worship. So he did. Now, after the puja is over, he's thinking, but I didn't meet Shiva. How do I know this is real? How do I know this will work? How do I know that he will really grant this? I really want this. So he started crying. And he's rubbing the...